and you're a kid, you think the universe revolves around you. You think that you'll always be protected and cared for. Then, one day, you realize that's not true. Because when you're alone as a kid, the monsters see you as weaker. You don't even know they're getting closer. Till it's too late. Cursed. That all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
Man, I can't recall ever seeing this much hype around a horror film in my 29 years of living. I mean, this has got to be like a phenomenon in some aspects here. Like, I knew Stephen King properties were popular, but not on the level of the prediction of how much money that this movie is tending to make here. And I don't know if that's more so of the Stephen King property itself, or because of the horror element, or just because the marketing has just been that damn good. That's right, people, I'm talking about Stephen King's It, but, well, I'm mistaken, he had nothing to do with it, but I know he liked this film. This was directed by Andy Muschietti? There we go, yeah, Muschietti. And we got a new, we don't have Tim Curry back, we got a new Pennywise the Clown here, and he goes by the name of Bill Skarsgård, who, funny enough, is a good-looking dude or whatever. You put him in that clown makeup and add some special effects around it, that motherfucker is terrifying. I'm not gonna lie. Holy shit, people. I am not bullshitting right now. There are some balloons floating by my fucking window right now. Oh, holy shit. I'm gonna take a photo of this and post it on my Twitter page at Movie Spoiler Pod. I'm not bullshitting right now. There's three purple balloons that just floated by my ass right now. You float too. Oh, okay, I'm gonna turn around in my chair real quick. I don't wanna stare at that. That just freaked me the fuck out right now. Cody pops up out of my window talking about, hey P1, we got alcohol. Oh, and you'll float too. You'll float too. I'd just close the blinds on his ass, but then I'd be like, hey, man, what kind of alcohol you got out there, though? That's how Pennywise would get my ass, whatever. I'm not gonna lie, those balloons are really freaking me the fuck out right now. They really are. Houston, Texas. Who's calling me from Houston, Texas? Who do I know out there? Well, I digress. Either way, though, so let's go ahead and get into the plot synopsis of It, the 2017 new re-release here. Not based off the miniseries, but based off that great Stephen King novel of his, which I have not read, so I know nothing about. I actually am interested in reading it, but I hear it's like 1,200 fucking pages, and I'm like, well, guess I'll never get through that. So, we got these kids here, and, goddammit, go away. Somebody's fucking with me now. My camera just turned on or whatever. Either way, though, maybe Pennywise don't want me to do this review. You know, there was a Pennywise fucking with me on Twitter, but he ain't gonna stop me from giving this review out, goddammit, because this is one of the most anticipated films, for me at least, of the year. So, like I was saying, so we got a new Hit the Clown here. We open up with a little sequence here with Jaden Lydenberg. He plays Bill Benbro in here. And he's got a dumbass brother named Georgie, played by Jackson Robert Scott. And I know some people are like, oh, P1, how could you say he's a kid or whatever? Yeah, no kid is that goddamn stupid, though. I ain't gonna lie, there's some stupid-ass moments between some of these kids in here where, you know, I just like, hey, come on, y'all. come on now. But, so Jaden is, you know, I mean, no, Bill, he's a little sick in bed, you know. He's like, let me build you a little plane here, or a little boat here, so you can go float it out in the rain and stuff like that, you know. But you gotta go downstairs, a little basement, and get some wax, so it can stay up and float, you know, because you'll float too, you know. And Georgie's like, man, fuck, I don't want to go down there. And I'm not going to lie, they played some good elements in this sequence here where it was just like making you believe. It's just like, okay, is that clown already like aware and watching here? What's going on here? But it was just typical little cheap scares and stuff like that. Which I will say, there's a couple of cheap jump scares in here, which I will give credit to, which I'll say about two of them, I was just like, no, that would just look cheap. But I would say that most of them, though, and this is probably the positive vibe of the film, most of the jump scares in here, I have to say, were damn near pretty effective, just the way they were shot, the way the music built up around it, and it felt like it was playing around with an angle as well, too. So this one, I would say, let's knock this one out as one of the bad ones. I was just like, he had my attention there for a second, but I was like, there's no way they're going to show Pennywise this early. I was like, they're going to build him up, but then, no, sure enough, Georgie, he's like, look at brother, it's floating, floating, you dumbass. And he just follows the thing, and he manages to dodge one of the little, construction road signs or whatever he may be. I think Pennywise put those things there or whatever and be like, let's see this dumbass just run there. Maybe it'll make him stupider or whatever. That way I can grab his ass a little easier. So then next thing you know it, Pennywise, the boat, it floats into the sewers, and then he's like looking in there. He's like, where you at, boat? It's like, that shit's gone, you dumbass. I ain't caught this kid a dumbass like 5 times already. Excuse me, I'm still recovering from the heat storm last week. My allergies here. And sinus and congestion and stuff. Pennywise pop up in the most creepiest fucking fashion ever. He's like, whew. Hey, I am almost convinced now after watching this movie. I am 100% convinced now. Pennywise the clown is a fucking pedophile. There you go. He is a fucking pedophile. Okay. I just looked back out those windows. Where the fuck did those balloons go? I am not bullshitting, okay? I'm glad I took a photo of that. Those balloons are no longer there now. Excuse me while I go lock my fucking doors real quick. hell no. I ain't leaving this house today. Oh, my God. Either way, though, so Pennywise, me and Cody brought this up. I was just like, is he raping these kids or what? Yes, I believe it now. He is. He shows up and he's like, I'm Pennywise the Clown. He's like foaming at the mouth and shit. He's like, he is thirsty as shit. He looks like me at a female Latin club or whatever and stuff like that, watching all the ass just shake on the dance floor and stuff like that. He looked like me. He was just fuming. He was just like, oh, fuck. he looked like me watching my neighbor next door or whatever. So just like, hello, neighbor. I can see you. He was just, and was my windows open? Yeah, they are, whatever. But I mean, he was like drooling and shit, and he had like these little ticks and stuff. And you know, I guess maybe he was just getting agitated because Georgie was like, well, I don't talk. My parents told me never to talk to strangers. And he started twitching and said, he's just like, God damn it, if you don't get your retarded ass in this sewer right now, I'm going to eat your little ass if you don't start. And sure enough, he's like, I introduced myself. He starts drooling. He's just like, take it. He's like, Bill will be mad at you if you don't come back with the boat. And it's like, first of all, okay, boy, I know you're retarded and all, but The boat is made out of paper. Just make a fucking another one, okay? It is not that goddamn difficult. Make another one. But no, Georgie, and I like how the camera did show this too, because I didn't think this was going to happen the way what happened was going to happen. I thought he was just going to get sucked into the sewer. They got this cat watching. This cat's watching. This cat's like, Georgie, don't put your hand in there, man. I didn't see that shit. And they got this old lady on her steps. She kind of looks for a second. She's like, the hell's that kid doing? But then she turns around. And next thing you know it, this clown, when this kid sticks his hand down that sewer to reach for the little boat, this clown's mouth becomes fucking alien style or predator style. Whoever the hell it is, mouth that opens up with another mouth inside of it and some sharp-ass teeth. I thought I was watching Jaws again or whatever, and I yelled out loud in that theater. I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell. Not to mention, this screening I went to is creepier than a motherfucker, too. They got a bunch of, I don't know if these were real kids or just dolls set up, whatever. They got a bunch of damn Georgies sitting in the back of the theater, on the side of the theater, in yellow coats. They holding a balloon with their head down and shit. I'm freaked out already in this damn room. I'm just like, oh, man, come on. No, hell no. We can't be doing this. And this clown took a bite out of that white boy or whatever. He was like, I ain't had white meat that tastes this good since the fucking 70s or whatever. Because this is shot in, this took time back in, was it 1988, 89 or whatever? I know the book takes place in the 50s. And this one takes place in the 80s because I'm just going to go ahead and take a guess because of, you know, Stranger Things and stuff like that. And plus the 80s in films is just a popular time frame, I guess, especially nowadays, especially this year alone, too. So he takes a bite, and they show you, too. He takes a bite out of this kid, and you can see him chewing on that arm. He like, oh, this is delicious. Oh, god damn. Oh, he's like, oh, I want more of that. Oh, there, this kid's arm is missing. He's bleeding like crazy, screaming and hollering. I was like, damn, that camera ain't shining away at all. I was like, I said, I know this film is rated R. And then you just see arms stretch out. They start elongating, kind of like in Scary Movie 2 when Sean Williams was under the bed and his dick went around that clown or whatever stuff. That's how I thought that this was. With, I was about to call him Pedophile the Clown, but I mean Pennywise the Clown. He's like, where you going, kid? Come here. He's like, I gotta holler at you real quick. He started yanking his ass. He just shanked that motherfucker down, and he just showed a dark tone. I was like, well, Georgie's dead. And then we get into a whole title sequence of, it just says, It in the Sewers. I was like, oh, wow. I think a year had passed from what I was told. I didn't really say on the screen or nothing like that, but someone was telling me like a year had passed, and, you know, Bill is still mourning with the loss, as he calls it, of his brothers. We run into some of his other friends in here. We got Finn Wolfhard, who plays Richie in here. I love that kid. He was the funniest in here because he was like a nerdier version of me. You know, he was just a 13-year-old sexaholic. I can tell you that right now. He just could not wait to get his dick into something or whatever. I mean, I love it because one of the kids, the Jewish kid, Wyatt Olef, who plays Stanley in here, you know, his biggest fear was this painting. I forgot what that painting was called, too. It's a really famous painting, whatever. You see it around in a couple of places. I forgot the name of it, but it comes to life, you know, because that's what it does, or Pennywise does, you know. He brings your biggest fears to life here. And this painting came to life, and now he's like, he was telling the story to the kids, whatever. And I love it because Richie was just like, was she hot? And even I had to laugh out loud, and I was kind of thinking, I was like, well, she wasn't hot, but, you know, she... Her mouth is pretty wide. I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at it, I was like, shit. I ain't never fucked no demon painting before, you know what I mean? So check that off the bucket list right there. But so we got Richie in here. We got, this is one of my favorite kids too. Eddie Katzbrack, whatever. You see him in the trailer. He's the one to take that asthma inhaler. And he's the one that looks like he just got raped or something like that. It is Pennywise the Clown. When he was just like, a clown? That's played by Jack Dylan Grazer. I know one of these kids are in Stranger Things, but I haven't watched Stranger Things. I know people are probably like, oh my god, you haven't watched it yet? Who else? We got, Eddie. A little black kid comes in later. He plays Mike Hanlon. That brother's name is Chosen Jacobs. Damn. Before him, though, we got Jeremy Ray Taylor. He's the fat kid. He's a new kid in town. He gets bullied, but like a motherfucker. I mean, he gets bullied to a point by this kid, Nicholas Hamilton, who plays Henry Bowers in here, to the point where this kid pulls a blade out on him and cuts an H into his stomach. And he running through the fucking, I don't know what you would call this. Not the sewers, but I guess where the sewer pipes lead to, the drainage, if you will, the quarry, if you will. And he's running through there, and this is where the kids find him and try to help him back to shape and stuff, you know. We also got Sophie Lillis, who plays Beverly Marsh in here. She's playing the girl in here who's supposedly the rumor around town, and she just gives it up. She's got the most fucked up story, too, though. Her father is fucking her and shit like that, you know. But there's a lot of pedophilia going on in this town. Somebody needed to get this town under investigation or whatever. I forgot what it's called. Dairy somewhere needs to get investigated like a motherfucker right now. Because they even got the damn the pharmaceutical company in here, the pharmacy here. She's like flirting with the guy to get the kids out of there because they want to steal some supplies to help out little fat Ben here and stuff. And the dude that's running the place, he's got this creepy, I thought he was Pennywise, he got this creepy look in his eyes, he's just like, oh no, that's okay, here, let me help you with that, girl. I was like, what the fuck is going on? There's some creepy ass people, mainly the men in here. Her dad is like constantly like, now, you ain't hanging out with no other boys now, you my baby girl now, right, whatever. man, you gonna give me to all that? And I was like, oh, what the, oh, dude, kind of sick shit is here. I see that Mr. Fuganakwa script has somewhat went through from what Shane was telling me and Cody not too long ago, whatever. And it looks like that script halfway went in here because there's a lot of pedophile stuff on this girl. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm looking at this girl. Ooh, by the way, this, I don't know how old this girl is, but I'm assuming she's supposed to be like 13 in this film and stuff. She carries herself pretty damn well. There was times I thought she was a little older, like maybe like 17, 18-ish or whatever and stuff. She can't be no older than 15 though. But she carried herself pretty well, and I would say that about a bunch of the kids in here as well. They carry themselves off pretty well as some young adults in here. A lot better than most fucking kid actors, that's for damn sure. So with the disappearance of some of the kids that's going around town, Pennywise starts fucking with each one of them. This is like in the first 30 minutes of the film too. He's fucking with each one of them. He's making pop-ups here. He's making pop-ups here. He's like, hey, I'm gonna show you Georgie real quick, running through your house, whatever. For this kid, this kid I like in here, the one that took the inhaler and shit, his mom is just creepy as shit because she's like got him like an old man. He's got to take pills every now and then. He's scared to catch any kind of disease and viruses or whatever it may be. I mean, he constantly make cracks about, does he have AIDS now and stuff like that? You know, he's got like a fanny pack just carrying. He's supposed to take pills every 3 hours or some shit like that. Like, he's just a germophobic motherfucker or whatever and stuff. So his whole thing is, what he's scared of is I forgot what you call these. Damn, I forgot what you call it. But it's like a zombie-looking thing that's just got carrying all these bacterias and stuff like that. That's what he fucks with him about. And this clown, the way this clown moves, too, is fucking frightening. I'm not gonna lie. This motherfucker, when he... That part where you see in the trailer where he chases after Bill, and when he's in damn, why am I blanking on shit right now? The basement. Sorry, we don't have these things in California. The basement. When he's in the basement and he pops out of the water and the way he runs, I was like, oh, hell no. I was already terrified. I was like, the way, it's like he shuffles to you and shit like that. Like, he like none of his ligaments move or whatever. He just scurries on over there to you, you know? I mean, that freaked me the fuck out. I'm not gonna lie. I was terrified. I was like looking at the person next to me trying to say, are you okay if I clench your fist right now? actually, that was really the only terrifying thing to me, to be honest. So they all band together and say, look, we all saw it. We got to put a stop to this, you know. And then next, you know, the adventure becomes, it's kind of a, you know, it's like, I wouldn't say like it's a straight up horror film, whatever, because it's a coming of age story as well too. It's a lot of setup here, and definitely because at the end of the to get to the ending credit sequence here, once the movie cuts off, it says it and then says chapter one. So it already leads you to more believe that there's going to be another chapter two with them as older kids. And they set up in this film that this epidemic always happens with these death of kids, as which was told by Jeremy Ray Taylor, the big kid here, Ben. He tells, he's been doing research about it, and he said every 27 years, you know, some parents are killed, but not as much as the kids are. The kids really go in droves of missing and stuff like that. And it just so happens that this would be the year that 27 years... So in about 27 years, they even brought it up. It's like, we'll be 40 by that time, you know. Hopefully, we'll be out of this town here. But they kind of made a vow towards the end of the film that, like, you know, we defeated him today, but who knows if he comes back or not, whatever. Let's make a pact here. And they took a blood pact. I don't know why they had to do that, but whatever. I digress. They said, you know, in the next 27 years, if we find out that this happens again, whatever, we have to come back to this same spot. I would have been looking at him like, I'd have been like, well, hopefully I'm dead by 27 years, because I don't know if I'd have come back. I'd have told him, he'd give me a phone call and be like, hey, P1, it is back. I'd have been like, oh man, are you sure? Because I got a big ass deadline this week, man. I don't know if I can make that. You took a blood pack. Yeah, but the bills, man, the bills. I got to get those first, man. I don't know. Hey, you have a good one, man. Goodbye. I can only imagine. That shit's got to take some therapy lessons for your ass, whatever. Especially the way this motherfucker was crab legging away out of a refrigerator and stuff like that. That'd have freaked me the hell out. So I don't know about none of that. Coming back in 27 years. Bill, fuck you, dude. You're an awful friend. I can tell you that right now. You want us to come back here in 27 years? Are you kidding me? Hell no. But either way, though. So let's get into some I guess that's really a plot synopsis, really, if you want to get into it. But let's get into some negatives about the film. I got a couple of negatives here. Not a lot. I know people say, there is no negatives. It's just a 90%. It's a Actually, I think it's at 100%, if I'm not mistaken right now. Anyway, though, reviews will be fully going up by by the time we get to Friday, reviews will be fully up by then. But this is a perfect horror film. Nah, not really. I got to tell you, that black kid, Chosen Jacobs here, man, that was really, his character was really forced into the movie. You know, there was times, I'm not going to lie, I was just like, wow, I forgot. I got to say, almost outside of the kids, everybody else in this movie, to me, felt flat. Other than Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise, I thought he did a fantastic job as Pennywise, you know. I would even damn near say sometimes better than Tim Curry or whatever, because, you know, people like to brag about that Tim Curry series and stuff and how great it was and stuff. I remember that Tim Curry series pretty well, I got to tell you. That Tim Curry series, that shit has some problems, okay? And I bet if you watch it today, you'd be like, this shit is outdated as fuck right about now. But I will say the one thing that comes out of there is Tim Curry. But I personally, for me, I wasn't that huge of a fan of that miniseries as most people are. I didn't think it was that great or anything. Tim Curry definitely came out of there looking like a star. But everything else, I was like, I don't like this shit. But I would say that Bill Skarsgård here, he does such a good job that it's not like he's mimicking Tim Curry, but he's really doing a lot of things where he's adding his own elements to it that not only makes the character better, but in some aspects a lot more fucking scarier and creepier than Tim Curry. And plus, he's got a lot of special effects, especially in his movements. It's the way he moves and stuff like that. There was definitely some digital enhancements going on there and stuff. And that was only to make it look creepier, which I would say in some aspects it worked. Because that sequence in the basement scared the shit out of me. I was just like, the way he was running, I was like, no. And then the whole, the mouth elongating and the drooling and shit like that. Like, he was, like, in a trance. And then he had them fucking cockeyed, bug-eyed looking motherfuckers and stuff. Like, it's almost every time someone was talking to him. He was like Ultron in Age of Ultron when Quicksilver was trying to tell the sad story of his parents and his mom. When Ultron was giving him this look like, I could give a fuck less about your parents right now. I just want you to join my side so we can kill the Avengers. That's all, you know. Like, every time someone was talking, the Pennywise, whatever, trying to give this speech, that left eye would just like, start looking to the wall and shit like, okay, is there any other kids in this room right now so I can, like, go attack them maybe? I don't know, you know. But I would say outside of Skarsgård, Pennywise, and these kids, everybody else was flat as fuck. But then again, even in the kids, I don't even think some of them are fully developed. You know, I would say, you know, the new kid here, he's just a new kid. You know, Jeremy Ray Taylor, he was fine for what he was, but he's just a new kid. There's really nothing to him. He's got a thing for Beverly here, but so does Bill. But they never really get into a three-way love quarrel. I'm sure maybe they're saving that for the adult version here. But, you know, you would think that, like, you know, that his whole little love thing kind of came out of nowhere. He's just like, oh, she signed my my yearbook. And it's like, yeah, who gives a fuck? That don't mean she won't your ass. Come on, man. Come on, let's be real about that, dude. But, yeah, I digress. They're 12-year-old kids, or 13-year-old. But then the black kid comes in, and I remember hearing in the books that it was supposed to be, like, a lot of racial tension here, because you can't have a Stephen King novel without some kind of racial evil motherfuckers up in here. And it's almost like they tried to do it with this film, too, but it seemed like they kind of just chickened shit out of it. You know, because they kept telling the black kid, which were the bullies, they kept telling him, oh, get out of our town and stuff like that. But, you know, they never went as far as calling him the N-word or saying, you know, you blacks, get out of here or something like that, you know. And then he's got this scene. I don't know if that was his grandfather or was his uncle, because, you know, I heard that his parents died in the film. So, you know, he's got this scene with his grandfather where he's telling him, like, it's either them or you, you know, who gets a bullet to the head and stuff. So, you know, he's got, like, some subtle mentions there of, like, you know, okay, he's been through some shit of racial stuff here. But I don't think they really fully accept it and go into it, if you will, because he really just shows up kind of to be, almost in some aspects, be a mystical, magical Negro. I mean, he goes in there and tells him, yeah, my grandfather told me stories about this town being cursed and stuff. And he goes in detail, and I'm just like, oh, no. I was like, no, they didn't just do that with him. So they really just didn't need him. Everybody else, though, the dad was creepy as fuck, Beverly's dad. I forgot who that was played by. But another thing I hated, though, was the fucking bullies, man. I hated the fucking bullies. just hated them. I could not stand them. And I know probably that's what the movie's trying to do, whatever, because, who couldn't stand a bully, you know? But, like, these bullies was just too fucking extreme. I mean, it's getting to the point where they're damn near, like, I love it. Like, every time I see these white movies now, whatever, and I see, like, white bullies in them, white bullies ain't just content with just kicking your ass, picking on you, or making fun of you, or nothing like that. No, they are fucking suicidal, homicidal maniacs and shit like that. Like, he's got a knife, and he's like, I'm gonna carve this into you and shit. I'm like, this sick fuck. I mean, there was a sequence where he had a gun in his hand because his father's a cop. And I love it, too, because someone was trying to tell me after our screening was over, and I was just like, because I told him, I said, I fucking hated the bullies. He was like, but didn't you like how they tried to set it up? Like, the reason why he is a bully? I was like, that was supposed to be a reason why? Because, like, his dad punks him out and shit like that or whatever. I was like, his dad had fucking every right to punk him out in that sequence here. He was picking up a live cat and was just like, after he was like, I'm tired of shooting bottles. He's like, pick the cat up or whatever. He's going to shoot at the fucking cat, and his dad comes out and says, what's wrong with you? Think you're a big man or whatever, and he takes the gun from him and he shoots at his feet, and then he sees this kid, Nicholas Hamilton. He's just towering. He's towering. He's like, or whatever. And then he tells his friends, he's just like, see what he really is or whatever. And people actually sit in my theater, they sympathize with him. He was just like, that's why he's a bully. His dad is such a fuck. I was like, oh, fuck dad or whatever. I was like, this dude's about to shoot a cat. His dad showed him a right way, made him a little bitch in front of his friends or whatever. Because, you know, he thought he was top shit in front of his friends. But, you know, his dad wasn't playing that shit right there. So I don't know why people was feeling sympathetic. I hated this fucking kid with a passion. And plus, he was just flat as fuck. It was the most generic bullshit you see in most of these movies, whatever, with the bullies. I got to say, the Jack Dylan Grazer, Eddie, his mom, whatever, she was a little off her handles too, I gotta say, as far as in the weird character. Now, at first, I thought that maybe she was doing this because maybe she knew about Pennywise or whatever, and she was, like, trying to keep him from him, but no, that not really, she's just weird. There was no downplay. She's just weird as fuck. That's all it is. There's nothing to it about Pennywise. I don't even think she remembers. It's almost like the Pennywise has, like, this linger over this town that's like, you know, no adults know about it, even though they get murdered, which they kind of set up in here that the kids usually do the murdering here, because sure enough, the bully Henry Bowers here, he ends up killing his father, because like that sequence you see in the trailer where you see Pennywise got his own children's TV station or whatever, he's like, kill them all, he's talking about kill his father or whatever. He's kind of using these kids that are like the bullies, using their fear to take out those who might be, you know, punishing them, you know. And I think he tried to get the Beverly. Well, he kind of did, whatever. He got the Beverly to kill her father or whatever, you know, when he tried to attack her again when she was like, you're still my baby girl now. You know, he's trying to rape her again. And that sequence you see where he takes her ass off stuff. But, those are just a few of the negatives I had there. I would say a positive, though. I like that. I would say, though, I wouldn't mind a build-up for Pennywise. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I appreciated a horror film that just got right into it. You know, we started off with Pennywise. We got right up into the... I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. He was attacking these kids one by one. I was just like, man, I was like, feel that right there? That's called goosebumps right there, baby. Woo! The goosebumps right there, my friend. I was like, we getting right into it. But I gotta say, by the time it got to the end, I wouldn't say that I was bored or nothing like that. But this movie is 2 hours and 15 minutes long, which I gotta tell you, it doesn't feel that way. It goes by fast as hell, so a credit to the film for doing that. I don't know how it does it. But you do kind of feel a little exhausted, and not by exhausted by just being tired of the film, nothing like that. It's just that so much has happened, especially with the scares, as I put in quotes here and stuff, at the beginning of the film, that the third act, you just kind of like, let's hurry up and wrap this up to see where it goes. You know, I'm ready for the next adventure, if you will. So I did feel, I wouldn't say exhausted, but I was kind of like, I'm not as excited as I was towards the beginning, in the middle maybe. Not that that's a bad thing or anything like that, but either way though, so those are most of my negatives there. Also, another negative I have too is, you got Bill here. They have a breakout between the kids, whatever, because they're arguing and stuff like that. We need to stick together because he picks us off one by one. This kid don't follow his own advice for none of this shit, whatever. Every time he says, let's stick together and stuff, this kid is easily fucking distracted. I mean, he'll be just Georgie popping up, whatever, saying, doing a little giggle or something like that. He'll just, like, run off from the group and go chase them down and stuff like that, you know. But he's the main one saying, let's stick together and stuff, you know. It's like, damn, kid, you don't follow your own fucking lessons at all. You leave your friends constantly behind like a motherfucker throughout here, you know. So there was kind of some stupid shit like that that kind of just annoyed me at times. But as far as the positive go, these kids have great chemistry. These kids carried the damn film almost down here. I mean, I love how they're just these raunchy little kids. They seem like they're adult. Like I said, my man Richie here, he's always talking about, you know, I fucked your mom, you know, whatever, but, you know, she wouldn't want it and stuff like that. And I ain't gonna lie, there's times I'm laughing my ass off. I thought Richie and Eddie were two of my favorite. I thought Bill did a great job, too, especially, I don't know what you would call that, but he has this stutter that goes on, you know. He stutters over some words, and I love when he was giving his speech, and Richie was like, wow, he didn't stutter not once, you know, so I don't know if that happened after, it was before Georgie died. I do remember hearing it, but stuff, but I thought he did a great job. I thought all these kids did a great job, even the black kid. I mean, for the little bit of time he was there, he did a fine job. It was just more so of the writing's fault on that part. I thought that the girl, I thought she was great. Beverly Marsh, Sophia Lillis in here, I thought she did a great job in here, especially working with, Jaden Liberbera, whatever the fuck you pronounce his name with. And then Bill Skarsgård. He did a phenomenal job, like I said earlier here. They got some great scares in here, I gotta say, too. You know, like I said earlier, there's some jump scares in here, and I think about two or three of them are maybe like, okay, come on now. But I would say for most of the jump scares in this film, they're pretty damn effective, and it's pretty, like, you could tell they put some work in how they were shot and stuff like that. But then, I don't know, okay, there was one silly aspect here. Apparently, Pennywise the Clown, you know, not only does he live in the sewers, but this motherfucker's got real estate. He's got this house, and it's like decored and decorated the way he wanted it to be and stuff like that. He's got a room full of clowns and shit like that, maybe, and stuff. You know, I'm just like, why is it this house burned down by now? Like, it's got still fucking police warning tape around the damn house and stuff like that. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. No, and I love it, too, because one of the kids, they're like, we got to go in here and see if we can find anything out. I'm just like, find anything out. Look, I like, in this case, I know the clown's gonna keep fucking with us, but it's like, can we go in there with weapons or something like that? What do you mean, find something out? This clown is evil as shit. Okay, what do you mean, find something out? And there was times, too, where Skarsgård, you know, his character, he was fucking with the kids in his house, and it was getting to a point, like, he had one kid, really, he could have just ate his ass if he wanted to right there, or raped him in his asshole or something, like whatever the hell this clown does with these kids. He had a chance to just kill them, but he was kind of like, you know, oh, I'm, and it, you know, I got to a point, I'm not gonna lie, where I was just like, look, either you're gonna fucking kill the kid or not. What are you gonna fucking do? You know, he did that a couple of times in the film, and I was just like, I don't, I was kind of annoying at aspects here. But I will say the atmosphere is definitely felt in this film. You know, that's one of the things about horror films is they never really have atmosphere. They never really feel, and Cody said this best on Trailer Talk, too, is they felt like they were making a movie first and a horror film second. They got great material to follow off on, but you could really tell that a lot of craft and the care went into this movie was definitely to the characters and the setup and to move on further along with this franchise, if you will. And the horror elements, even though they were there, they were not the key elements of this film here, you know. So, I mean, if you're looking to go in this with, like, some really big scares and stuff like that, I didn't really get those big scares. I will say that as a person that's not afraid of clowns or whatever, though, I gotta tell you, this motherfucker did freak me out in some of the things he was doing. But I wasn't, like, as terrified as I might have pumped myself in the head up that I was gonna be. Other than those fucking balloons floating by my place window right now and disappearing right about now, I'm more terrified by that aspect right there. But nonetheless, unless you're like really terrified of clowns, then. But I would say that the way it gets into the plot element towards the third act too here, I would say Bill, you know, stepped up, tried to kill his brother and stuff like that. I do like that ending, how, you know, because Pennywise, let's be real, he's kind of a bitch. I mean, he hides in the sewers. He picks on the littlest fucking kids. He does. He has other things, do his dirty work for the bigger kids. He don't fuck with the bullies. I mean, I was almost certain that's why he never showed up to Beverly's house. until she killed her father or whatever and stuff like that, because he was just like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that motherfucker or whatever shit. He's crazy himself, you know? So, you know, because the way he fucks with Beverly is he has blood comes out of her sink and stuff like that. But I noticed he never once showed up to her house or whatever. I was like, yeah, you a punk bitch. That's why, you know? So, you know, throughout the whole film, when he's getting ganged up by these kids toward the end or whatever, he's like, I was like, oh, you just a scary ass. That's all that is. Or so every time someone gangs up on him, and it was a cool little fight sequence toward the end, but, you know, they realize, you know, we're not afraid of you no more and stuff. And that's really what's taking the power away from Pennywise himself. It did have a little heart and emotion there, too. I do like the scene with Bill and his father where he was just like, leave it alone, whatever, and stuff. You know, your brother's dead and he's not coming back. I was like, man, that was really good. Because I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, the parents are all shitty in this film and stuff. That's a problem. You don't see all the adults in this film. You only see the shitty ones. But his dad seemed like a real decent person and stuff like that. You could tell he was still heartbroken over the death of Georgie and stuff like that, you know. And when that sequence he had with Bill, you could definitely tell he was like, okay, he's still fucked up in the head over this, and he's really trying to get to his only son now, telling him, just let it go, please, stop talking about it, you know, we're trying to move on, not think about it, because it just brings so much pain to us. It was a really good sequence there. There was a lot of good sequences that you saw from the trailer that got expanded in the film here as well, too. That sequence where they do with the film projector, oh, man, that was some good shit right there. And they had that clown come out of the film projector or whatever, and he started, like, he was, like, bigger than, he was, like, the size of the garage. He was attacking people and stuff like that. That was pretty effective, I gotta say. I like how that black kid, though, he was like, if I gotta do something in this film, I'm gonna kick this fucking projector, even though nobody knew where the damn off switch was on the damn thing and stuff. But he was like, if I gotta do one thing in here, I'll kick this Oh, and he did kill that bully, Dorian. I did give him applause, and I was like, finally, somebody took that bully out, because that bully, man, oh, man, he just got on my fucking nerves here. But, off and all, you know, I gotta say, I had a fun time watching this, you know. That's very rare to say that, watching a horror film. I had a fun time. You know, even with the little problems there, it's still really enjoyable. And I'd be damned if I told anyone that you wouldn't have a good time watching this, even if you paid the full price. You went late night to go see this, and you paid a full, well, if you go to Cody City, whatever, you pay a full fucking $15+, whatever, stuff. If you come to my city and you pay the $11, $12, whatever, for the full price, I would say you probably wouldn't hurt yourself at all, man. I would say, especially if you had a group of friends with you that were terrified of this, which I do want to see it again, just with a bunch of people now, general audience members and more of my friends that I know and stuff, I wouldn't mind joining and watching with them, because I know they'd be terrified out of their fucking minds here, and I can get a good laugh out of this as I pop my popcorn in my mouth and drink on that icy that I so happened to pour vodka down. But, you know, but I digress on that. I had a good time. I like how it wrapped itself up, too, you know, with the whole defeating the clown and the whole setup for the Chapter 2 sequence here, you know, coming back. And I believe I read a report saying they want to get this going by 2019, I believe, which seems like a speedy time to get that done, because this one just came out. You're already talking about 2019, but, yeah, it's a horror film. I mean, ain't really no big special effects in those, so it's a cheap-ass horror film. Why cheap ass? I mean, it's a $35 million budget film, but that's kind of cheap compared to other films, what I'm saying here. I think I'm as far as my rating go, I'm going to drop a low C on this. You know, I was going to go give it a regular C, but I was like, I really just did not like the bullies. They were just flat as hell to me. They really just served no purpose, to be honest. You know, I mean, they really, for me at least, the people will probably think differently here, but for me, they just didn't serve any purpose other than just being those generic ass bullies that just go into the extreme of damn near being psychopaths in some aspects here. I would say some of the kids not being developed, and by that I mean the black kid. that seems to be a thing of sometimes these movies. You have that one black kid that just comes out of nowhere, and out of the nowhere he becomes the mystical magic Negro. But they have a great chemistry with each other. I like the little dialogue banters that they have between themselves. Pennywise the Clown, Bill Skarsgård does a great job with this. I'm definitely wanting to see Chapter 2. I want to see them as adults. You know, I know the big story coming out of this now is going to be like, who's going to play these guys as adults? And personally, I think they should get a bunch of unknown actors again because, well, these kids were unknown, and I think it really made you help fill with that film here that this is like, oh, these just random kids in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, you know, shooting the shit with each other on summer break, having fun, you know, doing what kids do, and also being terrified as hell, you know? And I think that aspect really worked of it. I heard some names like Jessica Chastain playing. I was just like, okay, let's just... That's a no. I don't want any like high profile actors and actresses playing these roles or anything like that. I was like, Jessica Chastain, are you fucking kidding me? I think someone said Jake Gyllenhaal or someone. I don't forgot who it was, but I was like, okay, we can just stop with this now. Let's just get some unknown characters in here and let's follow that route here. But yeah, I'll drop a low seed on this, man. I had a great time. It was fun. I was watching these kids talk some shit and getting involved with this clown was fun. I had some good scares myself. I was setting myself up for some goosebumps moments right there. You know, I'm rubbing that arm right now. You know, I would say that this film, I wouldn't say fully lived up to my hype expectations that I thought, but I would say it damn near succeeded some expectations I had. So yeah, I'm giving this a low seed.
Like everyone else in this town. If we stick together.